Today's daf Maseches Erevin daf Nun Vav. A large portion of today's daf is spent explaining the calculation and measurement of the Shabbos boundary, the Tchum, applied to different shaped cities, in particular round cities. A brisa about the cities of the Levim is cited to support this discussion of the 2,000 Amat Tchum being extended beyond the inhabited part of a city. The Torah presents this parsha of the Levite cities in two places. The first one appears in Parshas Behar, Sefer Vayikra, Perek Chaf Hei, and the second time in Bamidbar, Sefer Midbar, Perek Lamed Hei, which is Parshas Maaseh. The former context is talking about the redemption of lands in Eretz Yisrael during the cycle years of Shemitah and Yovel, and the latter context is in the cities of refuge, the Arei Miklat, six of which were the cities that people could run to if they were involved in a unintentional murder. They did a murder that was Ritzicha B'Shogeg, and they could run to these cities. Six of them were actually, these six cities were among the 48 cities that were given to the Levim. So, I mean, it's 42 were regular cities of the Levim, and six of them were for cities of refuge. These were given to the Levim instead of giving them an actual inheritance. The words of the Rambam in Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, Sheva Levi Afal Pi Shein Lam Chelek Ba'aretz, they weren't given an actual piece of land. All the Jewish people were called upon, and these cities were spread throughout the land of Israel. What was unique about the cities was in how their outer limits were divided up by law. So Argamar presents a setup as 2,000 amot in all directions beyond the city limits, but the first 1,000 of those 2,000 were being set aside as a migrash, as an open land, open area. Therefore, or in other words, the city can't actually expand beyond its limits. That area has to remain as it is. They can't, for example, build houses in that area. So this is based on the pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar Perek Lamed Hei that we're quoting before. Mikir ha'ir v'chutze elef amasaviv. So it's 1,000 amo beyond, 1,000 cubits beyond the city limits. The way Rashi understands the Gemara here, also Rashi in his Parish on the Torah, and in the parallel sugya, which can be found in Maseches Erevin and Daf Lamed Gimel, that Levim got an extra 2,000 amot beyond their cities, the inner 1,000 for Migrash, and the outer 1,000 be used for fields and vineyards. However, the Rambam, in the same parak we mentioned in Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel, assumes that the 1,000 were for Migrash, that was separate from this 2,000 extra space that they were given beyond the city. Therefore, according to the Rambam's calculation, they didn't have 2,000 extra amot outside of their city. They actually had 3,000 total extra of amot of the land beyond the city limits. So the commentators in the Rambam, such as the Kesef Mishnah and others, question why the Rambam interpreted this not like Rashi and the way that our Gemara seems to be quoting the Brisa. So one answer that the Kesef Mishnah brings, that the Rambam was basing his reading off of the Mishnah in Sota, and of Mishnah versus a Brisa, the Rambam is going to follow the Mishnah. Putting all this together with the Gemara and Erechin, a fascinating concept that is mostly unique to the cities of the Levim emerges. This is the fact that there's a prohibition based on the Psukim in Bahar, which says, "Usedei migrash lo yimacher ki achuzat olam hu." What we're talking about here is the field and the open land that the Levim had beyond their city limits cannot be sold, cannot actually ever leave the cities of Levim. That extra space that they have beyond the cities belongs to them. It can be sold, but it will go back. So not only can the lands not even be eternally sold, but even the function, says the Gemara, may also not be altered. A migrash cannot be planted upon to become a field, to become a sadeh, nor may it become a city and vice versa by having houses built on it. There is a quote-unquote contract by all current and future generations that the land and its functionality must remain in its given state, just as it was inherited, just as a lady inherited it, so must you leave it for the next generation of Levim. And by extension, explains the Gemara and the Mefarshim, the Rambam brings us, Eretz Yisrael is also the Achuzat Olam of the entire Jewish people. We can't sell the land of Israel. We can't get rid of the land of Israel. We can't give it away. Means we can't change it easily. We can't change the cities in terms of expansion and so on. It's not a given allowance. How this works practically, the population growth and so on, it's an interesting question. But the principle is that just as Levim were given a gift to these cities because of their special role in Am Yisrael, the Rambam closes this, the book of Zerahim, Mipnei Shehuvda Lavod Etz Hashem L'Sharis L'Horos Drachav Yisharim L'Horos Mishvatav Etzadigim, to teach Torah and the ways of ethics of Jewish people. As we read in the brachos of Moshe to Levi and Vezos HaBracha, Yaru Mishvatech L'Yakov Torachel, so we, the entire Jewish people, are called on to be the leaders of the world, for the world which requires us to appreciate and treat our headquarters in Eretz Yisrael as the precious gift that Hashem gave us.